Good evening, everybody. Catalyst, members of the public. It's the 4th of December and it's 7 p.m. and this is West Mosley Town Council's full council meeting. The town clerk is recording and you're invited to record the meeting if you want to. If we go straight into the agenda, 25353, to receive apologies of absence and vote of acceptance to be taken, please.
Okay, I've had apologies from Councillor Jenkins, Councillor Acker, Councillor Powlin, Councillor Dayton, Councillor Parsons.
Thank you. So, do we accept the apologies? Can we take a vote, please? Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. 25354, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Does anybody have an interest they'd like to declare? Councillor Baker.
I'm an allotment representative and a transport representative.
Thank you. And we've got those items on the agenda this evening. Any other? No? Okay, thank you very much. 25355. We have a public session for a maximum of 15 minutes. Be grateful if you do want to speak, if you could keep it to 3 minutes, please. So do we have any members of the public like to speak? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right, who would like to go first, please?
Oh, I'll be brave. I'll go first.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Quickly through. Glebe rubbish is still stacked up. We've got lovely new bins up there, but we've got black sacks all stacked up over the top of them again. Usual problem, I'm afraid. And also electrical rubbish stacked up there as well. I'm a little concerned about this rugger posting around their hard standing area. Is there a health and safety issue regarding the netball court? Glebe again, when are we going to get that east side hedge cut? It hasn't been done yet. I'd love to see the grass up there cut as it should be, but I don't think that'll ever happen somehow. I'm interested to see the footpath way markers are up for thing. Do I assume from this that the footpath has now been agreed and will happen? Because I'd understood that they weren't going to be able to do it. This footpath around the country would stop at the other side of the Strood and we'd be left to swing it on here. But if it's going round, when are the Essex County Council going to do the bit at the bottom of the Strood to make the footpath possible there, because it isn't at the moment, without walking in the main road, the B1025. That ain't a footpath. Finally, the local plan. There's a meeting this afternoon, which I was able to attend as well. Thank you very much, Council. It is fairly straightforward, but very, very complicated this year. They've changed the method of doing it. It is quite logical if you understand what they're up to. But you've got to have had practice at filling out the form. It is all electronic, fine, no problem with that. did answer the main question was that you may make, or the council may make, a general submission in the introduction part of that, and it can be any length, there's no restriction on it. And then you go in to highlight the sections upon which you either agree, disagree, or want to comment on. But you have to pick them all out and put it in there. There's a lot of work involved in that. I'm just warning you. And it will need careful thought. I'm not sure about this meeting the public and things on there, which you're talking about, getting them to agree what you're going to say. I don't know how you're going to fit that in before January the 14th, because this is going to take almost till then to get a draft through to be approved by the council to send into the bar. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Just to respond to you, with regards to the row, are you referring to the knee-high row up at the Glee? We did have our health and safety consultant go up and when we looked at a solution to a problem that was up there, and she couldn't see a health and safety issue.
Happy with the netball players not tripping over it and breaking their neck.
Yeah, there's other knee-high rails up there as well.
Yeah, but not right against the... It's only inches inches, literally inches from the netball court.
Yeah, we did have the consultant go up there and have a look at it. She didn't identify any hazards.
Did she understand it was a netball court?
Okay, thank you. Right, who'd like to go next? Thank you.
Hello, I'm David Jarvis. I'm one of the founders of Mersey Community Repair and Make, MCRM for short. The idea of setting up a safe space for people of both genders to come together and repair and make things arose almost exactly a year ago. And since then, MCRM has been granted charitable status and obtained a number of small grants from local organisations on Mersey and from Love Essex. That got us up and running. We've been very kindly been given access gratis to a small workshop in the garden of one of our members, which is where we meet twice a week at present. We've repaired and made already quite a number of things, ranging from a Dyson Hoover, a Kenwood Chef, an occasional table, even a snooker table, some china items, a marble lamp stand, we've done upholstery repairs, and even for the church, we've built the new plastic exchange stand and a stand for the new font. The list is getting bigger, but we reckon we've saved over 50 items from going into landfill and saved over 5,000 in repurchase costs. We now have more people wanting to be involved and more make and repair projects than can be accommodated in our current workshop, so we need somewhere bigger. A little while ago we were asked by Mersey Island Allotment and Leisure Gardeners Association, by ALGA, if we could refurbish a small wooden shed on the community allotment to house a toilet. We rebuilt it and it's now waiting for its first wee. From our interactions we formed a view that we could set up a larger workshop on the allotment site to the rear of the existing Mayalga shed, almost like an extension, on land that's designated an overflow car park. This would be an ideal place for a number of reasons. It isn't an allotment, so we won't be taking up any horticultural land. The workshop would be close to the existing shed, so the pathways would be shared. It would be hidden from the view from the road because of all the hedgerow, and by placing it near to the road boundary, we'd ensure that no allotment would ever suffer from shadow. We envisage a portable building being pre-built off-site. This would have a number of advantages. It would need no foundations. It would be ready to use very quickly. There would be no need for construction machinery or workers on the site. And it could be lifted and moved away very easily if circumstances change. And it could be timber clad to match the existing Mayalga shed. We think there are a number of advantages for Mayalga itself and for island residents. We can repair and sharpen tools. We can repair sheds and other buildings. We've already been asked to help repair a wind-damaged greenhouse. We will have a space to sit and have coffee and chat. We can make bird boxes, bird feeders. We can make allotment signs. We can make lots and lots of things. But most importantly, we can be a resource for the allotment owners to make and repair their own things and for the people of Mersey to do the same. We've had a positive response from Mayalga members, and I understand a good majority are in favour. We have approached the landowner, and we have his blessing. So we ask the council to give us a go-ahead to approach Colchester City Council for planning approval if we need it. If all goes well, and we can raise the funding, we can have the workshop up and running by early summer next year for the Mersey community. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you very much. Who would like to go next? Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Chair. In relation to the same point, 25365 of the agenda, the concern is for the landowner and the leaseholder, the West Mersey Town Council. How can this proposal be achieved? The land is agricultural land without agricultural buildings. Horticultural use is a subclass of agriculture. An allotment use lies within horticultural use. Departure from the material change of use class would require planning consent. Many will say no, surely not, rejecting these occupations. Before going ahead, it would be prudent and possible to make a preliminary inquiry to the Colchester City Council by letter and location plan, to find out if the proposal is acceptable to policy. A less considered approach risks greater financial losses for the landowner and possibly West Mersey Town Council. Losses associated with enforcement and reinstatement of the land. Today, the proposed use and premises does not sit within permitted agricultural, horticultural, allotment, use class, and that for the land.
Okay, thank you. Right, okay, thank you.
I'm also related to this, so okay. I'm Jessica, I'm the chair of Niaga. We just wanted to make sure that the council was aware that we did have a poll of our Miaga members with 62 voting positively. Let me look at my actual number so I quote this correctly. Two no's, four abstains, one abstain through a proxy vote, and 31 folks that we were unable to get in touch with. So generally overwhelmingly positive. We have also put in a proposal that is based on the only significant feedback we received about placing this on land, which was the potential for us to lose parking spaces or to have more need for parking than what we have currently. As David mentioned, the area that he's talking about using is theoretically currently a parking place. However, it is quite wet and no one would really ever be able to park there. Our concern is that currently our bins are located on the other side of the allotments, and we have been it has been suggested to us that we need to move those bins closer to the hard-sided parking that is currently existing. However, if we were to do that, that would also block off another bunch of area that is currently used for parking that people would not be able to get to. So our proposal is for us to pay to put in hard siding so that that the bin location that they have right now is not causing the problems that they're having currently. Those problems were whenever trucks go to deliver there, because it gets quite wet and mushy, they create large ruts, and when your folks go to mow that, it oftentimes damages the equipment. Our proposal would allow us to keep the bins where they are. It would solve the problem of creating ruts, and frankly, it would save the council a little bit of money by not having to have somebody mow that area again. It would ensure that we have plenty of parking and not losing parking and creating a space that can't be used so that the maker shed is still capable of doing that. So that is our proposal.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Anybody else? Thank
sorry.
You.
No, me too. No, to you. No,
okay, thank you. I'll keep it pretty succinct, Chris Wood. So it being the season of peace and goodwill, I had set myself the objective of being a little less controversial, or at least for December. But then events have conspired to interfere with the delivery of that early New Year resolution. There I was, fighting the Christmas tree through the loft hatch, humming some Christmas carols, when the courier dropped through my letterbox and interrupted my sense of enormous well-being. Because it seems that the local Conservatives have had a seasonally appropriate epiphany, indeed a U-turn, and joined our ranks by opposing overdevelopment here on our beautiful island. Now you might be thinking that's a good thing, and perhaps it is, except that I have trust issues, and sadly for our Conservative councillors a long and accurate memory. The origins of Stop 350, the community group of which I'm a proud member, and which arguably was the driving force of opposition to overdevelopment by providing unity and leadership in opposition to the 2018 Tory group's endorsement of the local plan's proposal for 350 houses on Mersey. West Mersey Town Council at the time was so in league with the plan that several councillors had secret meetings with the developer at Brearley Paddocks and hatched a ridiculous proposal for a seed centre, which thankfully never materialised, but they did acquiesce to the development of 100 homes there. Councillor Powling, one of the co-signatories in the Courier article, back in 2019, was so enthusiastic about development at Dawes Lane that he did much to limit the council's opposition to the development, and indeed spoke in favour of the site at the consultation meeting up at the Glebe, although he's tried to deny this ever since. So forgive my scepticism, but I'm cautious about the objective as stated in the Courier. Like I said, I have trust issues. Is this just more populism? Is it real? Can the Tory group be trusted? We shall see. I'm not so sure. But I will conclude by wishing the good people and councillors of West Mersey a Merry Christmas. even Councillor Powley. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Would you like to speak? Anybody else? Okay, thank you very much. Well, I'll turn my timer off, otherwise my buzzer's going to go. Okay, so moving on. 25356, to receive County and City Councillors' reports. Councillor Jones, would you like to speak? Can I just remind you?
Yes.
3 minutes.
You've got 3 minutes to ask me any questions.
No, I'll go on.
Thank you.
Take a bit of an exception with Chris. I actually got them down from 350 to 200. But, you know, never mind these minor things. Recollections may vary. Right, today, mayorals are put back. The elections are put back to 2028. Yeah. That's a big, big thing. Possibly because there is a bill going before Parliament next year to make the mayoral election votes not first past the post. They're going to be single transferable vote. That actually is going to help one particular party. No doubt about that. And fair dues. And that is only going to happen in the five areas that are under local government review. That possibly will mean that there will be no city and county elections, but the county is being abolished. So, whatever, whether the election comes next year or whatever, 2028, no county council. 132 years of that gone. It'll be interesting to see what takes its place. Other interesting one is that SEND, which is this transport school for children with special needs, being funded by central government. Brilliant news, because it means that there's an awful lot more money to maybe fill in some of the potholes on Mersey, maybe to fight some of the housing developments, you never know. And then finally, one thing that you may not know, but you will probably see in Mersey Life next week, is we've finally found out how much the flood defence scheme cost on Mersey.
Oh, how much did it cost you?
£2.5 million. And the original quote was 186,000. Just to let you know how well Essex County Council has spent your money. And I'm sorry that my other two councils aren't here, but I'll apologise for them. Terrible conservatives, Chris, you know. Can't turn up.
John, can I just ask you, was it just 8 houses that protected?
Yeah, it was supposed to be 12. But eventually the scheme grew like Topsy. And I've told them, and Roger Butcher, you would know Roger Butcher, an engineer of mine, we could have done the whole job for 10,000, we reckon. And we told them that underlying all that is just mud. If anyone had watched the lifeboat shed being built when they put the 40-foot piles in, they rested them on the top, getting the hammer ready, piles disappeared. 40-foot of mud. Just nothing but mud. So they should have known.
Okay. Thank you very much. We don't have any city councillors this evening.
Must have known Christmas.
So moving on to 25357, to confirm the minutes of the council meeting on the 6th of November. Has everybody got a copy? If I read, have you got any comments at all, please? Any comments, councillors? Okay, I've got one comment on item number 25332. I believe we need to amend it because we didn't agree anything. So it's worded as the next steps were agreed. Yeah, we didn't actually agree. It was a discussion.
Okay, so you want to change that to a discussion?
Yes, please. So, with the amendment, I propose that we accept the minutes. Can I have a second, please? There's
a second.
Councillor Hinderwell, all in favour?
I wasn't there, so I can't.
Okay. You're abstaining?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Item 25358, to confirm the minutes of the extraordinary council meeting on the 17th of November. Has everybody got a copy? Is they ready? And do you have any comments, please? Any comments?
Yep.
Okay, can I have a proposal to accept the minutes, please? Councillor Baker, seconder, please. Councillor Hinswell, all in favour?
No one here, so
thank you. You're abstaining?
Yeah.
And
I'm
abstaining.
In favour.
In favour, thank you. £25,359 to agree and approve a list of payments. Thank you very much. £25,360 to provide an update from A, committees. We don't have finance here, so over to planning.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
The last planning meeting was held on the 17th of November. Five applications were considered, all householder applications, nothing major. And that's it, so nothing to report from that. And the next meeting is on Monday, the 8th of December, where we've got nine applications to consider. Again, mostly, well, they all are householder applications, so no major developments.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Acker is not here this evening, so he can't provide an update on environmentals. I'm chair of ASICS. We have a meeting next week for ASICS. And I'm hoping that the beacon, but according to the courier, it's a maypole. Good to see it's right. I'm hoping that will be on there, so that we can do something with it. The personnel committee is meeting again tomorrow. We met a couple of weeks ago. So that's my updates with my two committees. B, working groups. Again, Councillor Acker's not here, so can't provide an update on the working group.
With the local plan working group.
Yeah. Yes, the local plan working group, and we haven't met with regards to the bathing wells yet. C, representatives. So, Councillor Baker, would you like to provide an update to do a transfer?
Yes, we put forward a few ideas for how to get the bus service started out. And we are discussing this later on in this because I'm put forward a draft plan with the help of Kirsty, who've done all the necessary rearranging on it to put it into some kind of order. And
it was
we'll,
in order.
Yeah.
Tidy up.
Yeah, tidy up a little bit. But we're looking into like doing different things like getting a bus users group together, try and get the bus group sorted out. It's all going to be in a letter anyway, so it's all going to be discussed in that, and it's quite a lengthy document. We've very simple bits in it.
Okay. Allotments?
Allotments. Had a meeting with my elder earlier on, last week, to discuss all this, and it's all in what's going to be discussed. That meeting is going to be discussed this evening. So that's as far as I can go, because it's all going to be there.
Okay. Okay. Just as the play equipment rep, just wanted to add as well, and also it comes under assets. We met yesterday with a play equipment supplier, Kirsty, myself and Councillor Jenkins, to look at some of our ward play equipment and to get some options coming. There's been some suggestions and we're just waiting for the company to come back with some ideas and estimates. We also looked at Well House as well, with regards to the surface. Not much to add on that, I don't think, Kirsty, is there?
No.
Okay, so moving on to 25361 to receive the town clerk's report.
Kirsty's got a few items. Been a busy time. There's a few updates. Kingsfield bus shelter has been repaired. The beacon
is going to be removed and put into the council compound for safety, and we're looking at a quote for repairs, as mentioned before, that we've got in the community assets meeting. The Christmas lights have gone up on the lime tree, and the electrician's coming tomorrow to have a look at them because there's a fault at the moment, so there's some water seepage, so that will be looked at tomorrow. The posts on the Pussy footpath are due to be installed on 10th of December. School Gardens youth field hedge is due to be cut tomorrow. We met with park providers to look at replacement, possible refurbishment of play park equipment. So we're waiting on some quotes, and hopefully we can move forward with that. I attended an open spaces, commons and village green course for 2 days, which is very interesting. Have lots of databases now to look at. Pack testing has been completed in the council offices in Rushmere. The oak tree, above the bandstand, the branches and the deadwood have been removed. Office boiler's been serviced, and the local plan leaflets are ready to go out for delivery tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen mine today, actually.
Yeah, so
can I just, because I know that we're in the process of planning to do the budget and everything, so I just wrote down some bits from our last meeting that was on there. So I'm going to write, which posts are being replaced with that you mentioned? Which ones is it?
The Perth Messy footpath, I'm assuming.
Right, okay. So it's not the Feldy ones, is it? Because Right, so if I go from the top then.
I'd have to clarify with Carol, I think, tomorrow. My understanding was it was a post on the permissive footpath raster today.
Okay. So, it was mentioned last month, the gate on Well House, we was going to get an alternative quote.
Yeah.
Do we know?
That's been looked into. It's hard to find because you want to close.
Yeah.
You want it to close on both sides.
Okay, thank you. Broom Hills, have we got any further development on Broom
Hills? We're waiting to track down the third resident.
Thank you.
Nobody seems to know where he is. Anyone does know?
Okay.
But I'm waiting for an email address so that we can ask if he's happy to sign.
Thank you. Skate park quotes, that was detailed last
time. Still waiting for two more to come in. I've just sent clarification from one of the skate park companies to clarify some of the quotes he sent out to us.
Thank you.
And that's going to go on the next full council meeting to discuss and vote on.
That's great. Coast Road Path?
Coast Road Path, that's the quotes have come in. We've had difficulty finding some of them because a lot of them don't have the equipment for the road works in.
Yeah.
So it's been harder to claim
sort
them together.
Right.
Again,
yeah.
That's going on either
that
the next assets or for community.
Is the grounds maintenance contract, has that gone on there?
The tenders, the last day for submission is tomorrow. Brilliant. And then, so that's all been coming in and that'll be looked at. And I think the deadline is the 15th of January.
Okay.
Where that goes back out.
And do we know when the posts are going to be replaced in Feldy? At all. That was mentioned last month as well. Post Feldy, we agreed the quote last month on that one.
I don't know. I think that maybe that is the Pivisive footpath that Carol's talking about.
Right.
It borders it.
Does it? Yeah, thank you.
Footpath the other side.
Wall gate fascias, do we know if that's been done?
Yes, it has been done.
Yes, brilliant. Thank you. The knee high rails, we've got a date when they're going in up at Glen.
Wasn't David Cooper saying that they're waiting to be installed?
Right, thank you. The corroded benches, have they been removed now over in the school garden?
They'd have to check that with Gary.
Thank you.
Right.
And there was a deferral last month, this disposal of documents for further clarity. Have we got any more info on that or not?
I did a course yesterday and online to a webinar with the GDPR, and they said that lots of documents, especially if they are have any type of information on at all, should be any personal information we shouldn't keep at all.
Right, okay. Thank you. And thank you for contacting the Section 106 officer. I think we've all seen that one. And thank you to Dave Boylan for arranging for the beacon to be removed as well.
Yeah, it's happening next week because Gary's sort of up to his eyeballs, but we did have a look at it and we tried, but it's not movable. Yeah, we've got
to
brace it down.
Yeah, thank you. It's just, I'm mindful because we're planning with budgeting everything to try and make sure
and
we get this stuff done.
Slowed down, as Dave mentioned, down to one groundsman.
And finally, there was one point that a member of public brought up at the last meeting, which was to do with Fairhaven toilets and changing places, that the
whether it was going to be investigated perhaps. It was noted that the lights were on. Has that been looked at all?
I imagine it's just, aren't they on a sensor when they go in?
It was changing places rather than Fairhaven, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's documented as Fairhaven and changing places.
Fairhaven's now locked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be any
lights on at all.
When people are ready to clean them.
Yeah, but if they're locked up, do we need to have any lights on them if they're locked up? To consider and approve the council joining the National Allotment Society with an annual fee of £35 and an additional cost of £3.50 per affiliate member.
Kayleigh has been working with the allotments and working with Myag as well, and we thought it would be prudent to perhaps become a member of the allotment society, like all societies. You can ask for advice, for information, when we're unsure of something moving forward, and we're trying to work more in unison with Myag and with the allotment society. So it was a proposal that was put forward. I thought it was quite a good price. It probably only needs one member.
Right,
okay. That's the question. The £3.50 per affiliate member. Who are the affiliate members?
And I guess whoever else, but maybe the representatives, a lot more representatives.
But it would be the council primarily who pays the £35, and what does the £3.50 for affiliate members give that affiliate member?
Didn't mean what's got the allotment anyway, so.
Anyway, it's just a question.
Yeah.
Can't answer that one.
It'd be a fun one yourself.
Right, okay.
First I've
learned. So would it be yourself then as the affiliate member then, or the council?
Well,
I would have thought it would be more appropriate if Hayley, if she's the one, the person who's in charge of the allotments and collects all the information and liaises with them, it would make more sense for herself to be.
Okay. Right. So can I have a proposal? Has anybody got any comments?
I can't make any comments because I'm part of it, aren't I?
I mean, from a price point of view, if Hayley and Kirsty think it's beneficial, then yeah, I'm not quite sure why we need to be a member.
I think when we've had conversations with my uncle, there have been quite a few things where we've been unsure of. Can we do this? Is this allowed? Is it something that's happened before? And it's the same with any society. You can ring up, you can ask for advice, you can get the clarification
right.
And the correct answers.
Okay.
They do have legal advice, so you can get anything.
But I should imagine it's also subject to what's in the original lease with the landowner as well, which I should imagine would be different from different allotment societies or as well.
Yeah.
But
I'm happy to propose it.
Thank you. Yes. Seconder, please. Do you have any more comments? No, seconder. Councillor Weaver, all in favour?
Yeah, as long as it's only one affiliate member. Yeah. Don't spend it 100 times.
One member. Sorry, the green is one member.
Okay. 25363, to agree to increase allotment fees from January 2026 to bring fees in line with the new ground lease. This was deferred from last month. So this month, Councillor Jenkins has prepared, have you all got it, has prepared a schedule for you. And the proposal is for 2026, an increase for a full plot from £131.50 to £139. A half plot from £73.50 to £78. And a quarter plot from £40 to £42.50. That's for residents. And for non-residents, a full plot £160. A half plot £90. And a quarter plot, £49. Any comments, councillors?
No, I think it all sounds reasonable.
Mm.
Okay, can I have a proposal then, please? Councillor Williams, seconded Councillor Boylan. All in favour? Thank you. 25364 to review and approve the allotment tenancy agreement.
Has there been any change to this from?
There's just some changes at the end in terms of how we correspond. It was outdated by post, so we just updated it.
Yeah.
All right.
Any comments?
Well, there's a reference to Colchester Borough Council, which needs to be Colchester City Council. Somewhere in there.
Yeah,
how about
13?
13, yes. And the plot at the top where it says situation, East Road, Mersey, that's fine. Plot number obviously needs to be filled in. Area, obviously that's not correct. You need to fill in whether it's a full plot. It needs to have square brackets there, and
you fill in whether it's a full plot, half plot, and then put the size of the plot as well. Alright.
The size of the plot needs to be stated with a half, full half or quarter.
Thank you very much. And also point 12 and point 27, MIALGA regulations. I believe should be amended to rules because they're not regulations.
That's
if
a bit
you,
of a
if you look up,
semantics, really.
Yes, but if you look up what's the meaning of a regulation is.
Well, in the broader sense, it is correct. Yeah. It is correct. In
I would
sense.
Suggest it's changed to rules.
You could have rules and regulations.
Okay. Are we going
for rules and regulations?
I would go for rules, but I'd go with the majority.
What's the majority?
I'll go either way. When you look up,
I'll propose to go in rules.
Thank you.
Okay, change that to rules. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Any
okay.
other?
That's all I found for it. When I looked this afternoon, I couldn't find anything else. Right, so with those amendments. Who would like to propose? Councillor Hinswell, seconding.
Yeah.
Councillor Williams, all in favour, please. Thank you. Mm. 25365 to consider and approve the siting of the Mersey Community Repair and Make Container at allotments. Have you all had the attachment and? Have you read the attachment, and did you have any comments, please? Okay, who would like to?
I don't know where that came in, so I didn't see it. Couldn't find it.
It was an attachment, wasn't it?
Yes, it was sent to me.
Have you seen that?
I did. First off, I want to say I think it is an absolutely brilliant initiative and would like to make it work, obviously. But I did have some questions relating to the existing tenancy agreement, seeing that on the lease between us and John Chris, 3.4 says to use the property and permit it to be used for allotments with ancillary parking only. Yeah. So that would be one thing I feel we need to discuss and if it's possible to change. And the other bit, the allotment tenancy agreement, we would need a completely different one, because on this it says to use the allotment plot, according to what we heard before in the 3 minutes, that's not, that area is not an allotment plot, so this wouldn't stand, would it? So that was my only thought. So not against it, I think it's a great initiative. But are other people then going to come along and say, can we have a container there? And so then does it see as favouritism, because we didn't put it out to say, does anybody want a container on this piece of land? So that's my thoughts.
Okay,
comments.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Do you want to go around the table? Or
that's what my thoughts are as well.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Baker?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to add to the comments already said, actually. It's, you know, it is a great facility for the community. So, you know, it's, I think we should support it, but it's how we can support it. Maxine has brought up some really interesting points that we need to be aware of. I mean, in the proposal it says they ask us to approve the proposal and to work with them to formalise any further permissions under the existing lease arrangements. So they are the ones that Maxine has just said.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. That's the Boylan.
My short tenure as allotment rep, I mean, I looked up there and that is a boggy bit of land there, in fairness, and I don't think it gets used for much, if I remember rightly. Did I see there was something about putting some hard stand in there?
That's the next issue.
Yeah. There was a few, to be honest, I think there's more to it than this, because that bit where they tip all the chippings and everything had to be moved forward because of the ground.
Yeah.
Because of the soft ground and them tipping it in and whatnot. So, I'm on for the charity, but
yeah.
I'd like to see a bit more meat on the bones, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Hinderwell.
I don't think we can agree to this proposal on the agenda. Simply because it doesn't come from the Allotment Association, who we have a contractual relationship with, and it comes from the third party. I understand they've been speaking, etc. But as a resident spoke earlier, it's a matter of a change of use, basically, if this went ahead. The land can only be used as it is for agricultural purposes and ancillary agricultural purposes. So going away from allotment use would need a planning application. And on that note, I noticed that the existing wooden building, or what was it described as, a log cabin, obtained planning permission in 2011, but currently is in breach of the conditions, because the building was only permitted to be there for 4 years and should have been removed by the 28th of February 2015. So that current building doesn't have permission to be there. And another condition on that building was that it shall only be used for storage of equipment, material and other goods associated with the use of the land as allotment gardens. The structure could be used as a shelter for allotment users, but shall not be used for meetings, events or other gatherings. So any other building there would presumably, if no change of use is applied for, would have the same conditions. So it wouldn't work as a place to have meetings for whatever purpose.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Baker?
Okay. So I don't think we can, at this meeting, approve or make any decision on this.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Professor Lindwell. I share all of your comments. I mean, I've picked up also that the current lease that we have from the landowner doesn't permit this use. Although I completely... I think it's a brilliant idea, I really do. I'm aware of two other projects like this in the area that I lived at that work really, really well. So I would support the project, but for me, it's with the current lease that we have, doesn't really permit us to do that. And just one second, Councillor Hinderwell. And I would have an issue with a container being on the allotments. And I also recognise as well, as Councillor Williams has said, is what do we then do if this sets a precedent for five other, say, allotment holders to come together and say, well, we'd like one, thank you, as well. That would concern me. The log cabin that Councillor Hinderwell as mentioned as well, and again, Councillor Hinderwell's mentioned it does say no gatherings, whereas this is encouraging the health and well-being, so encouraging people to gather. So again, if the log cabin on the allotments had those conditions, then this would, a container would require planning permission, and it's likely to have the same conditions of the log cabin that is on the land as well. I feel that it's a brilliant project, but I feel that it doesn't work on the allotments, and particularly not in a container on the allotments as well. But again, a brilliant project. Councillor Hinderwell.
I was just going to say, when you mentioned the lease conditions, those lease conditions reflect the planning realities,
absolutely,
if you say, because the land shouldn't be used for anything other than agricultural purposes.
Yeah.
That's why those terms are in the lease.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't be changed, but there has to be a planning application for whatever...
change of use.
Well, for any new development and the existing building that actually shouldn't be there.
Can I ask a question? Oh, okay. Sorry, just one second.
Can I ask a question? As we lease the land, if planning permission was to be applied for, who would be responsible for that? The landowners, us, as the leaseholders, or the individuals that wanted to?
I don't know why I'm putting my hands up, but I'll put it anyway. Sorry. It's been polite for you. I would say, on the basis that anybody can put a planning application in on any piece of land, it doesn't mean you're going to get planning. So I would say that it would come from the group that are requesting. And I would say, and Councillor Hinderwell is going to correct me because he's chair of planning, the Mersey Community of Pair and Mate could put the application in. But again, it's not just planning permission for a container, it would be planning permission for change of use as well. As a member of the public has quite rightly pointed out, what the land is for, it's very specific about what you can do on that land.
Or a different site, perhaps, you know.
Absolutely.
The Manshed at Langham, they sort of in a farm building,
yeah.
I think that, you know, it's just whether there's alternative site, really.
Yeah. I really do support anything like this for the health and well-being of people. But perhaps on a different site. I mean, I thought that something was going to be proposed, and I don't know whether this is just hearsay, at the back of the WI?
No.
Anyway.
Councillor Hinderwell, thank you.
We're just considering what's on the agenda.
Can we just bring the member of the public in as well? Could you put your hand up? Yeah. Thank you.
I do have an allotment. I did vote for that, because we did have a vote, and I voted for it.
But then thinking about it, you're going to have strangers walking up and down, going onto the plot. Are the plots going to be safe? Because my previous experience from when I had another plot in a different area, I had a lot of stuff going missing. And I don't fancy a lot of sentimental stuff going missing from the plots, and I don't think other plot users would either. And my other main concern is, would we still get the horse manure and the wood chippings as well? Because in the camp, I think it's either in one of the agreements that the plots have to be maintained and everything, and without the horse manure, the plots won't get maintained properly unless the plot holders take their own up. I don't drive, and there's no way that I'd be able to get a horse manure up to the allotment at all. So what would happen with them? And would, if this did go ahead, and they have said that they would do like repair and sharpen implements, would there be a charge for plot holders?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Councillor Williams. I'd like to make a proposal that we aren't able to approve this without planning permission. And then should the association decide that they want to go ahead and get planning permission, then it can be come back for consideration.
Thank you.
But without it, we can't approve it.
Yes.
Is everybody happy with that proposal? Do you want to put a counter proposal in?
All I would say is we can't.
From
what?
I would just stick with what we've got, because if we had another proposal from our tenant, we could then consider that. But again, as a planning permission would still be required before we could approve.
Do we still also have the issue of, is it fair? You know, we haven't put it out to offer it to others. It's still, you know, I kind of want to support it,
yeah,
and say, well, we're not in a position right now to prove it, we can't prove it. Absolutely, I agree with Nigel.
We hope it comes back in another form.
In another form, yeah. And also I wouldn't support a container. I think it's a brilliant idea, but would not support a container. Councillor Hindemith.
Well, I understand from the proposal that the container would be clad in something to make it pretty, so I don't think that's a consideration.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not in favour of bare containers, but if it looks like the other building, that wouldn't be a problem.
We're talking portable building rather than container.
Well, okay, whatever we call it. But if it looks okay, if it looks acceptable, that's fine.
Okay. So
from that point of view.
So as a suggestion and a proposal, how about we defer this item and suggest that further advice comes in from Mielja, which is who we have the relationship with. And see whether
more detail because on the proposal there wasn't any. They were described as containers, but they weren't. No size was given, no dimensions. So, and it wasn't clear whether it was one or two and how big they would be, or exactly where they would be sited. But even so, planning consent will be
even
needed.
Even if we had that information, we couldn't prove it, though, could we?
We wouldn't be approving an application as such, because the application would have to go to the planning authority, which is Colchester City Council. But you can give a comment towards the application.
Because it's effective, we lease the land from the landowner. It's our decision what goes on there or not. But of course, if we have to say that Mielja can apply for planning permission and cite them if they're successful. That's what's been asked.
What about the lease?
No, but that's we can obviously need to speak to the landowner as well. But I think it was indicated that he would be in favour of it.
Yeah.
So it's our decision whether we want containers there or not. And if we say it's okay, provided planning permission is obtained for the new buildings and the existing one.
Can we say what we need to take it forward? So, Mael, do you have to come back?
I think it's got, personally, I feel that we should defer it for further information, as Councillor Hinderwell has detailed, and for the request to come through Okay, so is everybody happy with that proposal?
I'm happy with that.
Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Weaver? All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. Um, 25365, to consider and approve the expansion of hard parking area at the allotments.
366.
Apologies, 366. Thank you, Councillor. I need to get the eyes tested.
It's safe for me.
Right, has everybody seen and read the proposal?
Yeah.
And do you have any comments, please?
It seems perfectly reasonable. Solution to the problem that exists with the bin stores, etc., and the ground getting mashed up when deliveries, etc. So I'm quite happy with what's proposed.
Councillor Boylan?
Yeah, I think when I was up there, they didn't really need that much more parking space. That's what, because they agreed to move the bins forward off the soft ground. Because I think that in the winter there's not so much traffic, and in the summer it's hard anyway, but that's all I remember. But I haven't got any objections to it.
But I believe the proposals to leave the bins where they are, make it look pretty, and add some more hard standing so that vehicles can get to the bins and unload with whatever they need to unload without destroying the ground. Yeah.
Whatever it was.
So from that point of view, I think it's quite reasonable.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Baker.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing I was concerned about was the amount of surface water that was there, and does that need to be drained or not? But I've got to do something like to figure out what to do with that. But other than that, I totally agree it needs to be done. They can do it,
I remember rightly, I think Ditch could do with a clearing out.
That's what I'm looking at.
And also, further to the conversation that we've had, Councillor Hinderwell did some reading, and the council is responsible for clearing the ditch out. So, is it possible, Kirsty?
Yeah.
Could you put it on the list of jobs to do to go and have a look and see whether it needs clearing out?
If we're talking about the ditch along East Road, according to the lease, we are responsible for keeping that clear.
And it still shows on the highways it was there then.
It might be.
Councillor
Weaver.
Yeah, it all makes sense and, you know, needs to be done.
Have you got any comments? No. Okay, I've got no comments.
No, just that the bean counter's not here, he isn't, sir.
I believe that this is at the cost.
Okay, so can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Hinsway, a seconder, please. Oh, we're fighting here. Right, okay, Councillor Boylan, all in favour? Thank you very much. 25367. To review, agree and formally sign the amended changing places facility lease that supersedes and replaces a lease dated the 20th of November 2025 and made between the council and the tenant. So,
Second time round. Between myself and Solicitor at Colchester City Council, we both missed
that was an older.
Zelda, yeah.
And so we changed this, so it just needs your signature.
And print that. Right, okay, thank you.
And then
no other changes.
No other changes.
She
amended it now,
so instead
of initially
signed
in
the room.
Oh,
yeah.
There's no amendments
on there. Yes, a previous draft on that, actually.
So I have to get to do another statue decoration as well.
Do you fill me up a second?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Does anyone else want to sign? No, I don't mind signing
that.
Your life away.
No, I didn't want to be seen as wanting to sign it.
No, I just have to sign
it.
I just need to
take your
full name.
Oh, right.
Squiggles are no good.
And then once we've exchanged, that should be
excellent. Oh, something legacy going. Thank you very much. Moving on to 25368, to consider and approve the purchase of the Charles Arnold Baker 14th edition on the local council administration, the latest edition from the SLCC at cost of £144.
The Bible, isn't it?
Yeah. It is the Bible.
Has anyone read it?
Have you read it, David? Cover to cover?
The old one.
Yeah.
That's the Bible.
Yeah.
It is the Bible.
Okay. Well, my knowledge is that we haven't had a new copy. We didn't purchase one on the last edition.
But this is only just the new edition. It's just come out.
Yeah. Okay. Any comments?
Always have a comment. I think it's the Bible. It helps with work. I think it's a necessity, and I'd like to have a look at the old one.
I've already put the request in. You can get a new one.
Yeah.
Can I have that one, please?
There are reading things that you can actually read them through online now.
But it's quite big.
It is hefty. It is hefty.
I don't want to own it, I just want to look at it.
Yeah.
Until you get through the bottom, you've got what's at the top.
Any comments? No? I'd like to propose that we buy a new one. Would anyone like to second it? Councillor Williams, all in favour? Thank you. Oh, sorry, Bob.
No, it's an essential, we do that.
We do. We need to update
it. It's essential for my course next year as well.
We've got to have an update one, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's going to be a bit embarrassing, isn't it? The old one. 25369, to consider and approve that all councillors and staff complete the Nimble GDPR training to comply. Assertion 10 on the AGAR at a cost of £17 plus VAT per delegate.
Okay, now I went on a webinar yesterday on assertion 10, and it's a requirement for all staff to complete the GDPR. And it's best practice for councillors to complete it, but not all councillors. We wouldn't fail the assertion 10 if the councillors hadn't completed it, but all staff do need to complete it. Three of you at present, I look back on the training history, completed freedom of information, but not the GDPR. And I know that they overlap sometimes, but officially, not the GDPR. So,
any comments, councillors?
That's an online.
It is online.
Yeah, Teams, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yep, fine.
Okay. Councillor Williams,
who's Nimble?
It's DLC, it's like an online training.
Councillor Baker.
Would it be that it's essential for the requirement for all staff, and if the councillors wish to participate?
I think the fact that it's only £17, let's all do it.
Well, it's up to the individual, but yes, I think it'd be very useful.
Propose that we make provision that it's there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm quite happy to propose that, second it. All in favour?
You second it, sorry?
Councillor Williams? Thank you. Right, okay, so moving on to 25370, to consider and approve the inclusion of West Mersey Town Council's
Town Hard within Colchester City Council's application for a public space protection order, which is a PSPO for the waterfront. Over to you, Kirsty.
Okay, this is an agenda item that came out of the Woodside Forum meeting. The Colchester City Council are going to be applying for the public space protection order, and they asked because West Mersey Town Council responsible for Town Hall, that we give our permission for it to be included in this protection order.
Right, so
you at the meeting, Councillor Hindwell.
Yeah, I can just fill in a few details. Colchester want to introduce a PSPO on their land at the waterfront to prevent the launching of personal watercraft, i.e.
Jet skis.
And they requested that West Mersey Town Council gave permission to include the Town Hard, because otherwise all the people who are trying to launch their personal watercraft can no longer do it from Colchester land, will be moving to the Hard and launching from there. So that was the reason that they want us to be, or to give permission for the Hard to be included in the PSPO. And the PSPO means that they can use their enforcement officers to issue a £100 fixed penalty notice, or it's not £100, it's not a fine, but it's an invitation to pay £100 and not get prosecuted, I believe. And they can enforce that easier than easily. Or they, in their opinion, they can enforce that easily. So that's the background to it.
Can I just ask a question? Does that mean that nobody would be able to launch like a fishing boat or anything down there?
What they call them, personal watercraft, which are jet skis. Well, and similar, the thing that you sit on and it's got a motor, basically. Yes.
So
fishing boats, of course, anything
so
else, but it's fine.
Yeah,
it's personal watercraft, which have a legal definition.
And I think there was some issues in the summer to do with the
speeding.
Jet skis.
Yeah, there was.
There was the speeding, but also from a parking enforcement side of things, that, you know, the parking enforcement, they're quite happy to get a fine because it's only £30.
Yeah.
And launch and leave the vehicle, so it causes another problem as well. You know, so I think it would help that if
it makes sense, then, really.
It won't sort out the speeding on the water.
No, that's a different issue.
That's a completely different issue. This is launching of the craft from land owned by Colchester.
Yeah.
And West Mersey Town Council from the Hard. But the problem with Mersey itself is much of the coastline is owned by different entities, different people, there's the holiday parks, etc., etc. So people can still be launching from there and
coming round.
But this is to prevent congestion from vehicles and, especially on the Hard, from legitimate users being blocked out from using it.
Chris, would you like to comment?
Just a quick question. Thanks for allowing me to speak. Are you going to drive the problem, though, to the Strood? Because certainly this summer there were a lot of instances of jet skis and wet bikes being parked on the Strood in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Just a question.
Mm. I think
that comes under the borough, of course, because they own that piece of land on the Mersey side, but not on the other side, because they lease that land to the Colchester Water Ski Club.
Yep. Yeah.
The other one is you on your Hard. Bear in mind, you might involve the Haven Company. I'm just out of courtesy advising them what you are doing, please.
Who?
The Haven Company, who own all the land in front of the Esplanade down there. All right.
Okay.
That comes under their remit. And your Hard only goes as far as High Watermark. Below that is Haven Land.
Okay.
So you need to be a little bit careful again, because you may get into an argument with the launcher.
So that really does need to be passed on to Colchester City Council then, for them to, because it's their application,
that's
not
right.
ours.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm sure they're aware of it, but I think Haven, out of politeness, should be told what's going on.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Any further comments? Okay. So, would someone like to propose that we accept with a condition, as well as what David has said, that we advise Colchester, is that it's noted for them to contact Haven?
The Haven Company, yeah. Fairly locked up.
Yeah, and PSPO has to go out, has to be applied for, and there has to be a consultation. So there will be something on Colchester's website inviting comments. I don't know how long they have to consult for, three months probably, something like that. So it's not just a done deal if we say. They have to actually have evidence and results of a public consultation before it's done. Anyway, that's just extra information.
So you'd like us to advise Colchester City Council to contact Haven?
Yeah.
With what they're planning in terms of...
Anyway.
Their application and at the heart.
I propose that we accept that West Mersey Town Council's Town Hard is included in the PSPO application of Colchester City Council's land for a PSPO.
But to include the Colchester City Council?
As an aside, yeah.
Advice?
Yeah.
A recommendation that Colchester City Council advise Haven Company of what they're planning.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that okay, Councillor Hinderwell, to add that on?
Yeah.
Seconder, Councillor Boylan, all in favour? Thank you. Okay, so 25.371. Right, this is Councillor Acker's not here. Councillor Acker, my understanding is Kirsty asked for this to go on to the agenda. Local plan. To consider the present position on Schedule 18 consultation and to approve for the Mayor, Chair of the Environment and Community Services Committee and one other councillor to hold a public meeting and to approve a draft statement prepared in advance from West Mersey Town Council outlining the council's concerns relating to the proposals for consideration and final approval at the end of the public meeting. Now, I'd had to ring John, Councillor Acker, to say, what is that, you know, what are you trying to achieve? But Councillor Acker has since sent an email round to everybody. Have you all seen the email that was sent round? He's recommending that we don't do this.
I'm not sure that's what he was saying, but...
Yeah. That's what I got from his email. Have you read something different then? Or have you come to a different conclusion?
No, I'm not saying any...
I think you was confused.
I don't think he was against...
I was so
anyway,
confused.
That's not the point, really. It's what's on the agenda. Is what
yes. Yeah. Okay. Right, any comments?
I understand from this public meeting to let everyone know what our thoughts are on this local plan. But have we not published our thoughts? Haven't we got leaflets, didn't you say earlier?
Mm.
We put stuff in the papers and the magazines and online. I don't know, are we really going to ask everyone to come out on a cold, rainy evening to just... hear what we think. Is it? Anyone else?
I'm confused, to be honest.
I'm going to say that I
and I have expressed this, I wouldn't support anything where it is taking away the right of a fellow councillor to make a decision on something, to put it down to approve for the mayor, the chair of a committee and one other. I don't agree with that. We all signed up, if you like, for the same reasons. So I wouldn't support just having three councillors making a decision on behalf of the council. I think we all...
I didn't read that. I thought that was just three people to hold the meeting at the...
Well, it's to make the decision.
It doesn't actually say that. It should have said that.
That's what the notes were.
This is different to what the letter that we sent in before.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a different thing?
Yeah, I think...
Because we already expressed our concerns in that.
Yeah. I think
what we agreed, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think John initially thought to have a public meeting, but I think now that not to have a public meeting, because he feels that, again, correct me if I'm wrong, that feels that perhaps it might discourage people from filling out the consultation. And... will think that they're coming to a public meeting to voice how they feel and then not fill the consultation out. Can I just pull David in?
May I try and help you?
Yeah.
You attended the webinar today.
Yes, yeah.
It is a very complicated thing. I agree that the council should have a general view of it, which I think they have expressed, i.e. opposition to the general principle of the application for 300 houses to be put on Mersey. Now, that's only the start of it. Now, in order to sign that into a document, you have to follow a protocol. And it's the protocol which is very... Now, well, it isn't complicated. It's been long-winded now. Because I think you still need... And that point that I did actually bring it up at the webinar... as Karen Syrett led it into it, that there was to be, the wording I think she said, was an overriding response, which really goes in...
At the first bit.
As a first bit, and that is, I think, the important bit, as far as the council is concerned, is to have that, which we made up of all of the then section bits, which you're objecting to.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at over 3,000 pages of documentation here, and buried within that are some interesting concepts which need to be commented on and imposed. I mean, for instance, I will bring up one. In the highway section, buried in that, is a little map with a yellow line on it. New bus route to Mersey. Now, I don't expect any of you saw that one, but what it was saying is the bus route will be the same coming through Colchester until it gets to the... Strood, it'll still go up East Mersey Road, but it will then go down Dawes Lane. Really? You've disenfranchised all the people to the east of Dawes Lane, Blue Road, Watergrove's lot, all that end. And not only that, but because Dawes Lane is not suitable for taking a double-decker bus, let alone two of them trying to pass. So, you know, those sort of things, but we need... That comes in what I call the nitty-gritty of your comments and objections. And that, I think, is a separate bit. But I think we do need to flex out from the committee working group your general overarching response, which would be much the same as we did before. But it's the nitty-gritty detail. Because you've got to pick out each policy. They've all changed. Even I'm having struggling. They have put an interpretation... from the old local plan to the new local plan, the policy change numbers in there, which is sort of useful. But there's a lot of turning and throwing on it. And I've got them up on the screen, and I'm sort of running documents against it and picking out the bits and selecting them. It's a lot of work. I'm still prepared to do it, as long as you will use it.
I've spoken to Councillor Acker this evening as well, and what... The suggestion is we have an extraordinary meeting in January to get the wording agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we've got to do that before the 14th. The cut-off point is the 14th. Mm. So around the 10th, and I've also spoken to Mr. Farley as well. He's called me today as well. And he's waiting a response from the barrister as well, which is due on the 9th as well. So the suggestion to Councillor Acker's speaking was you need to have a meeting with working group. So that will be early January, I would have thought, so in preparation for the 10th.
Yeah, the problem is, again, that's the working group.
Yeah.
Presumably the council want to see something before it goes in.
Yeah.
If you need only the general statement, without necessarily the detail, because the detail will be as the general statement, but
yeah,
putting it into the right plot and expanding on it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to go in there. But I think my main view is on all of this is that we just need to talk about Mersey Island. Island.
Yeah, okay, thanks David, and thanks for all the work that you're doing with it.
So we really need a working group meeting in December, not...
Yeah.
But that's not really related to what's on the agenda.
I've got a 15-page sketched out document at the moment, but it's only sketched out. But yes, there are other ideas that need feeding in, obviously.
Yeah.
Councillor Baker, I know, is doing the bus and transport
bit,
and that needs feeding in because he's got that bit of information which I haven't, apart from I know the bus route changing.
Mm. Yeah. But in terms of a public meeting, my understanding was that talking to Councillor Acker is he's now moved from what his original item was, his motion, to not supporting that. So I'm going to make a proposal that this motion is not supported.
We just voted on this.
Okay, so can I have a proposal?
I'll propose it.
Okay.
What are you proposing?
Well, what's written on the agenda?
What to have the public meeting?
Yes, as written there, you can either vote yes
for
or
it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise we're just changing. We're making things up as we go along.
Yeah.
That is the item on the agenda. We vote yes or no on it.
A seconder. Please.
As in a seconder to hold a vote?
Yeah.
Oh, a second holding a vote.
Okay. All in favour?
Of holding a vote, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh.
Against?
I'm going to abstain because I'm not... You know,
holding a, no, it's in favour of holding a meeting, apparently. That's what it says. Is it meant to say that?
But I think
but it's now consensus. That's what I'm saying. This is why it's so confusing because this is in favour when he's originally worded the item, but then the email that's come round is his advice is not to have a public meeting.
Okay.
Can you defer the item to your further consultation?
The trouble is you'll need the meeting.
Well, not a public meeting, this is what we're saying.
Yeah.
It kind of feels, when you read what he's wrote, he kind of feels that it will put people off actually filling out the consultation. They'll come along to the meeting and feel that they've done their bit. Whereas we're trying to encourage members of the public to fill this consultation out. So, if I'm honest, over to you, Kirsty, because I'm not quite sure how this has to be recorded.
I would say that if you defer it to be discussed at the next working party meeting, then you're not having to vote for accept or because of the way it's worded.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
And it's,
is everybody happy with that, if we defer the item?
I was going to. My feeling is I'd like to say that I considered it and I would not approve for this to go ahead, based on the fact of trying to get a final approval at the end of a public meeting. It just wouldn't happen.
No.
So my thoughts are, I do not approve for it to go ahead.
But
but I can't, you can't actually change.
Well, no,
you can't
not change it.
Yeah,
well,
Maxine
yeah.
is just against the
present
proposal.
Position
mm-hmm.
and approve.
It's
like there's trying to approve the mayor, chair, the environment, and one other council to hold a public meeting and to approve blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So we're voting
to
agree
to
do that
people.
Or not agree
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my understanding.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think you said at the start that you're taking the power away from all the other
councils. Yeah, I don't
yeah,
agree
yeah.
with it. Yeah, I really don't. We all signed up for the same
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I said at the time when I spoke to John that I had concerns about the way that was worded.
If it becomes apparent that we need a public meeting, we just have to have
another extraordinary meeting.
An extraordinary meeting and call one if we have enough time to do it.
Another one.
Oh,
I can't.
All right, okay, so.
Extraordinary ones.
So, I need a proposer for what is on this agenda.
Well, I did already.
And a seconder. In favour? You in favour?
To say no
for
to
what?
It.
Right, okay,
so
you're not in favour.
Not in favour of it.
Because what you can't do is change the motion to the
no.
opposite.
No,
you have to vote on what's there.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm.
Against.
Got
okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, David.
Questioning every
yeah.
syllable then,
yeah.
don't you?
Yeah.
25372 to approve obtaining a quote for the replacement of 10 like for like posts on Well House. Right, there are oak posts up there. It was in the budget to replace 10 with a plastic post, smaller.
These posts?
On Well House.
No,
yeah. Excuse me. Thank you. to replace 10 of them. There's quite a few that are rotten up there. With
well,
plastic.
Hold
on.
I just
thank you.
Explain where they are. If
you in a second. Thank you. to replace these 10 posts with plastic ones. And they're completely different dimensions. It'll look awful. You've got big, chunky posts. And then these little ones that are over at the cemetery. Councillor Hinderwell, would you like to say
just,
something? Thank you.
I'd like to explain where they are. It's
yeah.
Glebe View, I don't
yeah.
know if you know
yeah.
that. Looks
yeah.
at, there's wooden posts that were put there originally to prevent vehicles driving up onto the grass.
Uh-huh.
They've rotted away because they've been there since 2007, 2008. And they look very untidy.
And are there only 10 of them? Or
no,
more
there's
than 10?
About 80.
76.
Oh.
It's 10 this year, I believe, and isn't it 76 next year?
Councillor Jenkins would only allow a budget
10 this year.
10 at a time.
But he's put 76 in, I think, for next year's budget.
Yeah, but to be
I think
fair,
he's having kittens, actually.
To be fair, they are oak posts, and
yeah.
You know, they might be sort of 80, 100 quid each. And there is 76 of them, so it's a, well, they could be.
Yeah.
If you buy one off, it'd be that sort of buy.
Three outs all, are they?
That's why this.
But of course, to some degree,
and
that sort
yeah.
of square.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be 50 quid, but it's still a lot of money if you do all of them at one. I mean, you didn't want to do them at once.
We can agree to get the quote, can't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, I propose that we get a quote. To,
okay, all in
favour.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councillor
Boylan,
thank you. Oh, we got there.
That should be an easy one.
Yeah, well, it's not too bad.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, 25373 to approve obtaining quotations to reupholster the chairs for the council chambers table and to French polish the council chambers table.
Polishing's enormously expensive. Enormously expensive.
All we're doing, David, is to agree to get a quote and then we might go. But there's a lot of stains on this table. It's not looking so good as what it could. So all we're doing is to agree to get quotations.
I propose that we get
the quotations.
I'll second it, thank you. They sound uncomfortable.
And then the next decision comes
along. So all in favour. Thank you.
We get quite a few cushions as well.
You suffer the
same
as me.
I'm actually fine, but I think you were saying that they're uncomfortable. I'm okay.
That's what there is, the re-uphold from the chair.
Yeah, I know. These twiggy people. Sorry. 25.37. Pardon?
Not me.
Yeah. 25.37.4, not me either. To approve the quotations for the deep cleaning of the public toilets at Coast Road, Willoughby, Fairhaven and High Street. I've got to say, this could have gone on to the assets meeting, this one, and also the chapter, the table and chairs. I think that was in the budget as well, and also the other one. But beans that they're in now, and we're not doing too bad for time. Has everybody got a copy of the quotes?
Let's be done. Just before we open up, is that the plan, or?
I think they're done once a year, aren't
they? Yeah, but
at
what time of year?
Just thinking of the works that have got going on at Fairhaven.
Yeah, that's got to be timed, doesn't it, with that? Because it's pointless doing it, and then we've got to get someone in to clean up after what's going on. So that's a good point, is it needs to be timed with the roof,
any works
that's been carried out. And just to note, last year it was option C, so that everybody knows, and they did quite a good job as well. They really did do a good job last year. Councillor Williams.
I have a question. First off, I was trying to look at what is the difference, why is one, you know, over double, which is the GLC one, option A. And the only thing I could see they mentioned that wasn't mentioned on the others is bactericidal and antiviral surface cleaners, whereas others just sort of said damp wipe or damp mop. Like, it, are they all doing the same thing and they just haven't spelt it out? Or
By memory from last year, option C, I think, come in around half the price as the previous year. I believe, from the previous year, and all I can say is that they did a good job. You know, there was nothing to think, that's, you get what you pay for, sort of kind of thing, in comparison to, excuse me.
They use fairy liquid, I think they...
They would also be using antiviral surface cleaners and...
Yeah, bacteria, so they've got to, haven't they, really?
Yeah. It's a deep clean, It's not a flick over.
And then the other thing that I considered was if option C is so good for a deep clean, why were you not looking at those for item 25.375?
Because probably the that they won't quote, probably. But different works and different prices, I think, for what that item is. Right, any other comments?
As we've just discussed, it has to be timed for when all works are done on the, will these quotes still be valid when that time comes? Or will we get an assurance that they will be valid in that time?
Some people hold them at the...
Approve a particular quote now, will it still be valid when we come to actually have the work done? That's all we need to ascertain.
Then can we tailor the motion to subject to no change in price?
Well, yeah, we can do what... Yes. It's just a general side. If we approve one of them and...
Yeah.
Will we have to do it again because they've changed the
because
it's 5 months from now or whatever?
Yeah.
We just
I know
know that we're trying to do the roof before year end budget, so it's out this year. But I completely get what you're saying. But if we put a proviso in, if you like, that providing there's no change in price, otherwise it's got to come back. I mean.
So we used option C last year?
We did, and they did do a good job.
Have we ever used Total Clean for anything?
No.
That's a new one.
No. I mean, I'm going to propose we use option C again, although it's dearer than option B. It's been proven that they've done a good job.
Only a difference of £380, isn't it?
Sometimes it's better the devil you know as well.
On the other hand, though, do they get a foot in if they're tendering the right price and they're going to do the job? I don't disagree, by the way.
No. And I get what you're saying as well. Yeah. Because it's how we did it last year. Exactly the same as how we did it.
Yeah.
I just remember it being
I'm
such
happy a... to second option C.
Anybody else want to put a proposal?
Can I just ask before you do it? Kirsty, are you aware of this... having any other quotes from Diligent, or they do work for us in any other areas Carol used them before?
Not that I'm aware of, unless you remember.
I think it was the first time last year.
I think so.
I never ever use the other one. I'm happy to go with you propose it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm quite happy to propose. Councillor Boyle, second, so all in favour. Thank you.
So Councillor Boyle, second then.
Thank you very much. My only comment, actually, I know we've just passed this, but what about changing places? Should that have a deep clean as well?
It doesn't have a deep clean. I asked about that, said it doesn't require one. Well, last year they didn't have one. There must be a reason why, because I asked a question to the time.
Did you? Yeah.
I assume it's construction.
What surfaces do you think?
Yeah, it's not.
Because the nature of a changing places is, you know.
Yeah, but there'd be plastic panelling. I'm not been in there, but I'm sure it's plastic.
Is that in use all year, that changing places?
Yeah.
I think so.
So
the radar key, is it?
Yeah, but that'd probably mean that because it's being cleaned constantly.
Yeah.
We close the others, don't we? So.
Yeah, and for the other ones are like brick and tile and grout where.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly
the
dust and everything
gets into. That's
what
it needs a bit.
Yeah.
Whereas the other, I guess, is plastic pan.
Right, okay, 25375. To agree to obtain a quote for GLC to cover cleaning services at West Mersey toilets, an initial period of 2 weeks, with an option to extend the term if required. Would you like to extend, please?
Yeah, this is a member of staff who's been selected for jury service. At the moment, we're opting for 2 weeks, but obviously
it needs
to be extended.
So we felt that it was better to get, like, rather than have to quickly get it back another extraordinary meeting to get agreement if it goes beyond two weeks, that the flexibility, the initial quote of 2 weeks, and then if we need to, dependent on whether someone is still on jury service, is to have that flexibility to get another quote.
Member staff did ask whether that would incorporate just Monday to Friday or Saturday and Sunday, obviously, which is not a jury service.
When does a jury service start?
It's on Monday.
Is it imminent?
This Monday?
January.
Yeah,
it's on Monday.
In January.
So we're asking to quote for just Monday, Friday, which means and carries on, or just
Monday to Friday.
The GLC are a little bit temperamental, aren't they, about what they quote? quote for and what they don't quote for. They don't want to do bits of things, do they? Mm-hmm.
I think it probably had to be the
entire thing, I think. 7 days,
yeah.
I think.
Really,
she
yeah.
just wanted me to
clarify that, yeah. Because what we... Sorry, can't see you, because I think what we mentioned as well is the form from the call. So that would make sense, wouldn't it? 7 days.
Yeah,
7 days. Yeah, sorry.
So... But we have an employee who's contracted to work at the weekend. So, what's happening? Do we pay her wages and she doesn't clean on the weekend?
Right. Okay. So, with jury service, an employer doesn't have to pay the employee.
No,
it can be paid by the court.
Yeah, I understand. But we're talking about the weekend.
Yeah.
Which isn't. Jury service, it won't be required at the court at the weekend, but you're taking away her job.
I get what you're saying, but I think where Kirsty's coming from is that it's the contractor, whether they would just run from Monday to Friday. But perhaps we can ask that question.
Yeah.
Are they prepared to quote Monday to Friday, or are they looking at 14 days?
Sorry, is the member of staff contract or is she, sorry, salary or hourly paid?
Salary.
So it'll be a salary, won't
it'll be
it?
A salary. Yeah.
So it's the salary for the week for the amount of hours which she can't do. So
yeah.
I'd argue that she should be paid her salary.
Mm. Yeah, because there's other duties there as well. I get what you're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
it's not anything to do with what's on the
schedule. We
should be able to claim.
Salary, won't you?
Exactly, yeah. For the week, the weekly salary.
Yeah.
No, the court's paying for that from now.
But
anyway, that's not what's on here.
No.
It's just fine.
No. Right. Back to the agenda.
Would you get this?
Yeah, they only pay for
It's a rate that they pay.
What were your £60 a day?
Was it?
That's okay.
Okay, so, right.
Do you want to propose?
To agree.
Please.
I'll propose.
Thank you. Seconder? Thank you. Oh, Councillor Weaver. Thank you. All in favour?
Mm.
Thank you.
Mm.
25376 to agree to pay for West Mersey Town Council's IT provider to collate and process electronic information relevant to a specific freedom of information. An FOI. I think we're all aware of what this one is, and I think that the best way to deal with this is the same way that we dealt with the last one, which is through the IT provider. Has anybody got any comments?
Other than I agree.
No. No comments? I'm going to propose that we do this through the IT provider.
We can't say.
We can't say. Okay.
Because of GDPR.
Okay, so I propose that we do this through the IT as detailed on the agenda. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you. All in favour?
Seconded.
Councillor Williams? All in favour? Thank you very much. So much time being spent on that direction. So 25377 to consider and approve the quotations for cutting back of brambles and willows on the SSI Coast Guard compound and Village Green sign opposite Square. Three options. Have you all seen the three options?
Yeah.
Thank you. Was this in the budget?
It's a lot of money, actually.
Yeah,
I'm saying
so. It's a big gap, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the free application. Number three application.
Again, this could have gone to assets just to cut down on time. Right, has anyone got any comments? Shall I start if you're still looking? Shall I?
Carol did mention to me that
option one, they completed phase one of the programme and we've applied for the next step. And she said that option two, it'd be, she had, could give her input, would be the option two, would be a good idea. We haven't, we've used them once before, but spread out the works that we give to people rather than just using option one.
Okay. I mean, I wrote some notes down that I think option two, that are they removing the vegetation or are they leaving it on site? Option.
One of them's leaving it there.
Yeah, three. He's leaving it there. Is that what we want? Do we want it left there, the biodiversity, or do we want it removed? But option two doesn't actually state what they're doing with the vegetation. And also, does this quote include phase one section in front of Coast Guard compound? Because it's not detailed on the quote. It just looks as if it's a quote for the two areas. Whereas if you look at if you look at option,
phase one has been completed.
Has it?
Yeah. Because when we applied for the TPO, we applied for the. Don't quote me on this.
It says phase one and two. So I've looked at the map, which is what's phase one and two, and as I say, the option one. To me, only details two parts of the areas that are details. And then when you look at...
Phase one to tidy through up to this was done last year. It is growing up, so it's doing it.
Yeah. So then you've got... sorry. In total, what's that one?
So the most expensive quote is the one that's leaving stuff behind.
So then you've got option one froze me when they're not in order. Sorry. Option one.
Yeah, I don't know who you mean, option one, option two. Can you not use the names?
No, you're not supposed to. Right, so on the graph.
It's on here. It
on here.
It's got names
on
it.
One, two, three.
I haven't got one, two, three.
No, you haven't got one, two, three, but in the order.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Yeah, in the order of the first one, the second one, and the third one.
One, two, three.
So again, so option one.
You've got to spend a copy.
You've got to spend a copy. Thank you.
So,
option one. Option one is quoted for all three areas. I don't think they detail, and they're actually detailing it's to be left on site in phase one.
Always to be cut into six or six as a reminder.
Yeah, that's phase two, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it doesn't say, does it? What?
No, that's phase one.
Phase one does. It says that it's going to always to be cut in.
And phase two, and that's on quote. That's on quote,
one and three.
Yeah.
And remain on site.
Number two doesn't talk about it.
And then you've got the second one on the list. It's a bit unclear because it doesn't say anything about whether it's staying or whether it's going.
Is that the second one?
No, that one, which is that one.
The third one.
Yeah, right. it's in the wrong order. Mm-hmm. When Tony puts these together, and she put them. Oh no, sorry, put them in the order that they should be in place. Sorry, otherwise it gets a bit confusing. can we defer this? We've got a meeting next week, and if this is in the budget to do this work, could we then see clarity on
unless it's meeting.
If it's in the budget, it can go on to the
failure.
We can agree at committee level up to 4999 if it's in the budget.
But one of them is much more than that.
Yeah. 7572.
The first one.
Yeah. Third one.
Yeah. Yeah.
The third one, in my
view,
is the expensive one.
Yeah, there's one that's much more expensive than the other.
Yes. Option three.
But the first one.
I know.
I said the mistake you've made is having them stapled together.
It's so hard. It's like, yeah, it's three bits of paper. It's like so confusing. They're not in the
hurts. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Can I make a suggestion that we defer this item and seek clarity on this quotation? It's not very clear, is it? I'm going to propose we defer this item to seek clarity and try and get it on the assets.
We need like for like quotes.
Okay, can I have a second, please? Thank you. All in favour? Thank you. Right.
I'm getting so cold.
I know, I'm freezing. 25378 to approve the quotation to grind 14 to 15 tree stumps in various locations in West Mersey at a cost of 935. Again, is this on?
This is something that I spoke to Carol about today, which said on the Haze and Safety Inspector, something that they've done every year.
Yeah.
And when the trees are removed, with the stumps, the groundsman will take the trees down to the stump or whatever, and then when it's in public convenience or way, the tree stumps are then ground for health and safety issue.
Is this on the outstanding works list? On that, was that tree stumps?
I think it's just something that's done here.
Right, okay. Right. Have we got the quotation?
She hasn't got one.
There is only one.
That seems really reasonable for what I've had quoted for tree work in the garden.
And there's no buildings near these.
No, they're all in areas said where it's like rights way the public walk in, where they could have a health and safety issue.
Like a trip over in there.
And if they're grinding them, are they taking
that wood chip they're getting left with?
Yeah,
it'd just be sawdust left.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Chippings,
Right, okay. Any comments? Seconder, please. Okay. All in favour? Thank you very much. 25379 to view and approve the draft letter regarding ongoing service delays and bus disruption, which is to be sent to Connect and First Bus Company. Have you all seen and read? Comments, please. Yes,
okay.
Shall I start? First of all, there's a correction in point four. Kirsty's just spotted this as well. It's not sandling, it's sandling. But also, what we resolved to do at the last meeting is we resolved for the council to write, which would be Kirsty.
Yeah.
And so it was for the wording to be put forward.
Yeah.
So we do need to change this. And there are elements reading this. There are elements in this that will need to come out because as a council we can't make some of the comments that have been put sort of in here. because for I'll just give you some examples. Right, okay. So five concerns have been raised about the attitude of certain drivers.
Mm.
Well, it's indirectly coming from the council.
Mm.
So to me, those things, David, I think that is for individuals to raise with the bus company.
Mm.
If there's a problem with people's conduct at the time. I don't think as a council we could write that. And another one is reading this. Vehicle cleanliness and comfort. The condition of some buses is below acceptable standards. But they must have a standard that we're not aware of. So we don't know what that standard is. So we, as a council, I can't see that we could write is below the acceptable standards, because we're not aware of what that standard is. What I was going to do is make a suggestion, that a proposal, that we go through this again and then circulate it, and we agree at the meeting today to agree by email the final wording for it to be sent from Kirsty, because it's agreed to go from the council. That's what I was going to suggest. Councillor Williams.
I was just going to comment in the, on those points and that general approach of that you raised for like point 5.58.
Yeah.
I agree, but to maybe still include that subject matter, we could say it's really important that drivers are professional at all times and cooperate with, you know, ramps and stuff like that, rather than say they aren't doing it, just point out it's important to us that it is done, and it's important to us and the service users that it's clean and it's appreciated. So at least the subject matter is there. I agree with your sentiments and the approach needs to be changed.
Well, I propose that we go through this. I mean, I'm quite happy with you to go through it, if everyone else is happy. And if you're happy, David, as well. And we
revamp... Are you happy for us to send in our thoughts?
Yeah, of course.
Email to incorporate it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we agree on email by majority. Because otherwise it would just go backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
I think some things we could say in a roundabout way. You know, things like cleanliness or a certain standard of professionalism or anything like that. We could say to address concerns that are being
raised.
That have been raised by our
members
residents.
Absolutely.
Could you help us by giving us your policy on this or that or whatever.
Absolutely.
That we can then show residents
In what we
addressing
can't,
their concerns.
Yeah, what we can't do is write third hand, can we?
No,
because
no.
we've not experienced it ourselves, so we certainly can't do that. But definitely.
Could someone that be left in, because I've experienced it myself. Like the treatment of fellow passengers, of like when the bus driver goes past us and he deliberately does a rude gesture.
We can word it in a way that it's been, you know, it's been noted that.
When someone's got a disabled child,
ask
they
them for their professional code of conduct, for their drivers and everything, as well as the standards for their cleanliness.
Because the amount of times I've been in the bus stop, there's been this like lady in a wheelchair there, and the driver said, "I'm not getting that wheelchair one." And he's deliberately driving for better.
Well, we need to ask, like, what are their standards for accessibility and things like that?
Yeah.
And I said to him, "You've got to land there, drop it down." "Oh, I've got time, I'm off."
Yeah, disregard it. I think if that's anything to do with part of my
excuse me.
You're not really, you know, there's certain parts of it you're not allowed to do.
Manhandling, all issues come out of it.
It's like what teachers
they give you access,
used to be able to do with little ones, try and help redress. They can't touch them now.
We can't. We only get them up off the floor.
They pick the ramp up and drop the ramp down. Then I stand back.
Yeah,
they've got me. So I got on the bus.
Yeah.
He refused to drop the ramp down for one lady. Mm. Went round the corner and picked up his relative who was in a wheelchair. Mm.
Yeah.
Picking and choosing.
Right. So back to this. Mm. So.
I'm just going to say that concessionary pass is a community lifeline. I don't know who determines the time of day when passes can be used, whether it's the bus company or central
government
who,
it's
who finance
central
it.
Central government.
Yeah, so it's not really a...
We've helped with Essex County Council.
Yeah, so the bus company doesn't determine
the
time that the passes can be used. They're told what time the passes can be used.
This also, in my point, comes into the local plan because they're saying the bus capacity use is down.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're deliberately turning off the ticket machine so no one registers and they still have people on. So there's a...
I know, it does come into that.
Yeah. They are a law unto themselves, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so what we're doing? Okay, so... Are you happy with the proposal I put forward?
Mm.
And then you'll put... Right, so the proposal is that we have another go at this letter. We revamp it because there are things we can't word it in the way that it's worded on there. Yeah, absolutely.
The approach that...
Yeah, absolutely. And you can put your comments in if you want to put comments in. And then agree by majority by email. Majority by email.
It's a good start there.
Yeah.
Go on, David.
May I ask that I have a copy of that?
For your...
Local
to go into local plans. Some of that will need to go in. I mean, the little nitty-gritty, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It's the principles that may need to go in.
Yeah.
May need to go in. No.
Yes, okay, thanks,
Thank
David.
You.
All right. So I'll propose that. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Williams, all in favour? Thank you. And it will be sent from the town clerk.
There is one bit in there I would like you to know.
Right, I'm just noting. Sorry, David, to stop you. We need to take a vote to continue. Just one second, because we've got past nine.
Yeah.
So, are you happy to determine
one more?
One more.
So, can we take a vote, please?
Yeah.
We're happy to. Thank you. Right.
I just want to just ask who proposed that one.
I'll propose that we carry on.
No,
who
I mean,
I'm oh, sorry.
Yeah,
exactly. Proposal.
I proposed
it. And seconded by?
Was it Councillor Williams?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. David, did you want to just quickly?
Yeah, just one section in there. The service stops, which I've noticed myself, 3 hours before and 3 hours after.
Yeah, that's an important point.
So that's
point.
Not including the service.
Yeah,
when it looks
down
and says 3 hours
part.
Completely, it's not picking up to six.
Right, thank you. 25380, to consider and approve the manual installation of a standard way marker post at the location marked in red on the map for the New England coast path around Mersey Island. Before we go into break, can I just bring David back into this? Because... I got a bit twitchy with what you said earlier. Do you believe this hasn't been approved then? Is that
well,
what you...
If you remember, there was a consultation document, I think you've got a copy of it, showing the proposed and alternative routes because of the coastal erosion.
Yeah.
And then there was also the issue at the bottom of Wellhouse Hill, East Mersey Road, where there is no, at the moment, proper footpath. And the Essex County Council were proposing putting a footpath, bridges and all sorts of things. Now, from my understanding is with the coastal footpath, it has to go right round the island. But I also heard that actually the coastal footpath is going to stop at the other side of the Strood and not cover Mersey at all.
Right.
Because it was too difficult. Because Essex County Council hadn't got any money to do... what they were required to do. So that's why I'm a little bit surprised that they're going to Waymark.
Right. There's, from an officer at Essex Highways, wrote to the council
stating, just in case we wasn't aware, of the England Coast Path, all of the details for Mersey Island section are on the government website, and they're giving us a link. Mm. The route was approved by the Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs in July 24.
They never notified us. They didn't notify you as a council. This is what I find so, you know, yes, typical, I'm afraid, sorry.
Communication, David, is poor.
It's not their good point, though.
Yeah. So we've got it in writing that it's been approved. Mm. Yeah, thank you.
That's okay.
All right, so has anyone got any comments on this one, please?
Well, just no comments, just by way of explanation. It's just a request to put a post on a bit of land that's owned by West Mersey Town Council.
Yeah.
I'm not quite exactly sure where it is. Can you pinpoint? I know it's got a red cross, but
there
I don't know
where
it
is. Is that...
It's
yeah, you come down the steps.
Right, that's
the
corner of Monkey Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Down the bottom on the beach.
So that's the only piece of land that we own that they want to put a post on, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably
that.
Yeah.
But they've contacted various landowners.
Yeah.
Wherever.
You would hope so.
Well,
they've got a bit of a problem on their heads. If they haven't. I mean, my only comment really is it's an SSI, so digging into an SSI.
But that's not, they've acknowledged that.
I know that.
So it's not.
But I mean, I don't see a problem with it. It's just a comment.
Yeah.
So can I have a proposal, please? Unless anyone else has got any comments.
Yeah, everybody's a bit twitchy about signs, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's
only a post.
It's a post,
yeah.
It's a post with an arrow on it.
Yeah. Don't want to place it.
I'm happy to propose it.
Thank you. A second to please. Councillor Baker. All in favour?
Well.
Thank you. Well, I now declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much for coming.
Press the button.
Thank you. Thank you.